This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in his book, the Quran, that naming is important. The words that we use to refer to other things, what we name them as, is very, very important. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguished Adam alayhi salam due to his knowing the names. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِ بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And he taught Adam the names of all things. Then he showed them to the angels and said, tell me the names of these things if you are to be truthful. That was something that distinguished Adam over the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that none other than Iblis, how did he get to Adam alayhi salam? How did he get Adam alayhi salam to fall, to sin? The very first sin that was ever committed was through naming and renaming something, taking something that was named something bad and switching it to something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story. فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجْرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبَلَى. Then the shaitan whispered to him, he said, O Adam, shall I not direct you to the tree of eternity and a possession that will never die, that will never perish, that will never deteriorate? This was the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had specified and said, don't eat from this tree. And instead of keeping it as the name of what it was, which would have stopped Adam from eating from it in the first place, the first thing the shaitan had to do, the first thing that Iblis had to do was rename it into something that sounded good. To rename it into something that sounded appealing, something attractive, something alluring, something that would make you consider even defying the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun tries the same trick with Musa alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the showdown between Musa alayhi salam, when he sent to Fir'aun, Fir'aun has this very, very rich response. قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمْرِكَ سِنِينَ. Fir'aun said to Musa, didn't we raise you amongst ourselves when you were a child? And you stayed with us for years and years? وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And then you did that thing that you did. He's referring to the when Musa alayhi salam killed a man on accident. And you were ungrateful, Fir'aun says to Musa. Now Musa alayhi salam, he responds and he admits it. He says, yes, I did that and I was astray. I was misled. I was ignorant. And he says that he's changed. But listen to what Musa says next, alayhi salam. وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. He pushes back on the name. Fir'aun had changed the name to make the oppression and the humiliation that Bani Israel was experiencing and calling it a ni'mah, calling it a blessing, calling it something that you should be grateful for, Musa. Shouldn't you be thankful to me, Musa? I raised you. The only reason he had to raise him in the first place was because he was fleeing, getting assassinated or killed or murdered as a baby. And so Musa throws it back in his face. He says to Fir'aun, and this favor, in scare quotes, of which you remind me, that you have enslaved the children of Israel, basically get real. This is no favor at all. The only reason I'm in this mess is because of you and your actions. Brothers and sisters, inversions such as this, renaming, has only gotten worse in the modern age. It's only gotten worse as time has gone on and on and on. People talk about humanism, but humanism separates the one thing that makes us truly human, which is the spirit. People talk about the need to explore space, go to infinity and beyond, and they've forgotten the most important transcendence, which is the transcendence from this life to the life of the next. If we look all around you, what we call freedom is in fact slavery to your desires. What we call diversity and inclusion is really conformity and exclusion, because if you have a different set of values, you'll actually be shunned and doxxed and cancelled and excluded and kicked out and fired. What is called tolerance is in fact bigotry and assimilation. And if we look to Palestine and we see the things that have been happening there, we see it only gets worse. The naming and the misnaming and the renaming and the inversions only get worse. They say that that their opponents target civilians, yet they are the worst ones when it comes to targeting civilians. They say that their opponents want to wipe them off of the map, yet their own officials get on national television in front of the world and admit to wanting to exterminate all Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. They say that their opponents are bloodthirsty savages, but they're the ones who look like seething, raving lunatics when they get in front of the camera. They say that their opponents use human shields, yet they are the ones using human shields with the settlers. They say that they want peace accords, but the peace accords are really occupation accords, since they provide a thin justification for the seizing of Palestinian land. Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about such a people. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِسُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. It said to them, don't cause corruption on earth. What do they do? They rename it. They change the name. They say, we're only making things better. We're only reforming. We're only modernizing. We're only changing things for the good. Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Unquestionably, without doubt, they are the ones who are corrupting. They are the corruptors, but they do not even perceive it. Consequences. There are consequences to falsehood. Falsehood will not stand. There are consequences to falsehood. The Prophet ﷺ told us that persistence in falsehood leads you directly to the fire, and it brands you as a liar in this life and the next. He said, ﷺ, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. That somebody, the Prophet ﷺ warned us from lying, and he said, the person who lies, lying leads to rebellion. Rebellion from Allah's laws. And rebellion leads to the fire. And a person, once they start lying, will not cease lying, and they take lying as their way until they are written, put the stamp on it, as a liar, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal promises us, He promises us in the Quran, that falsehood will not last, that falsehood has a short shelf life, that they may be victorious today. They might win battles, but they will not win the war. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say, it's an instruction, a command to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and us by extension to say, truth has come and falsehood has perished. Indeed, falsehood is always bound to perish. And so when we look at ourselves, brothers and sisters, in the times that we live, in the time of deep fakes, in the time of fake news, in the time of renaming, of inversions, of calling things other than by their true names, of lying in this deceptive way, we see that we have a clear mission. We have a clear mission of telling the truth, of exposing the truth, of showing everybody what is really going on. Which is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the first part of that hadith we mentioned earlier, he said, "Alaykum bis-sidq, fa inna as-sidqa yahdi ila al-birr, wa inna al-birr yahdi ila al-jannah, wa ma yazalu ar-rajulu yasduqu wa yataharra as-sidqa hatta yuktaba 'inda Allahi siddiqa." That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, upon you is honesty and truth. That honesty and truth will lead you to righteousness, and righteousness will lead you to Jannah. And if a person starts telling the truth and he takes the truth as his way, and he continues to tell the truth and tell the truth and tell the truth, eventually Allah will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will write him down as someone who is from the Siddiqeen, someone who is a truth teller, and his reward is Jannah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us tellers of truth and exposing the truth to everyone around us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن نبينا وسيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى الرضوان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه وسلموا تسليما كثيرا. They say in English that the first casualty of war is truth. That the first casualty of war is truth. And in the days preceding, we have seen that and witnessed it and experienced it in a way that perhaps we've never seen before. As even the non-Muslims remark, they say that the government of Israel tells us what's true, but the Palestinians show us what's true. Brothers and sisters, we have a duty to tell the truth. We have a duty to expose the truth. We have a duty to let everybody know what's really going on. Because things this time are different. Many of you in this room are older than me. You've seen this show before. The escalations, the lies, the land grabs, the fake accords that come later. But this time, inshallah, it's different. This time, you have major media corporations getting caught lying, apologizing, retracting, people looking like fools on YouTube, the social media war, we're winning. The truth is getting out. People are changing minds. You have Jewish Voices for Peace in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. the other day, calling for an immediate ceasefire. You have people within Biden's staff thinking about quitting, thinking about resigning. Huffington Post reported on a potential mutiny inside the State Department because people, the people who want to do good, they want to do right, but they were misinformed or they were tricked or they were duped. They're being shown something. They're being shown things by their true names. They understand that this is genocide. They understand that this is barbarity. They understand that this is murder. They understand that this is wrong. We have to keep going. We are just in the beginning. We have to keep on showing the truth and demonstrating the truth. People get it wrong. People that hate Muslims. They think that we're a fifth column of some sort. They think that we're just waiting for our moment to pounce, or that we're some sort of enemy. We are not their enemy. We're their best friend. Nay, even more, we are their potential salvation. We are their potential salvation. Because we will not only expose the truth. If we didn't care about them, we would not care about them being guided. If we didn't care about them, we would keep the truth all to ourselves. But that's not the way of a Muslim. The Muslim wants everyone to benefit from what's going on, the political reality, and also from the guidance of Islam. We don't hide the truth away. We don't live in our comfortable homes in the suburbs and go to the masjid and go home and keep our heads down. We show the truth. Wherever we go, your workplace, you show the truth through your example, through your words, through your conduct, even how you park in the parking garage or out in the parking lot. You show the truth of Islam. You expose the truth and you don't let anyone silence you. You don't let anyone tell you to be quiet. Whether you have to suffer in your professional life or have your reputation stained, they are counting on us being silent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that falsehood would vanish. Falsehood will be defeated and the truth will prevail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made each and every one of you the means for that truth prevailing. The means of the truth prevailing is in this room right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with you in this life and the next. And like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, he compared himself, and we'll close with this. The Prophet alaihi wasallam compared himself to a man that there was a fire and all the gnats immediately started flying and throwing themselves into the fire, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding them by the belts, keeping them from throwing themselves into the fire. That's us, brothers. That's us in this society. It's only from our goodwill, it's only from our honesty, it's only from our pure intentions that we're trying to hold everybody else from throwing themselves into the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for His deen.